Good morning. It's 8:10 a.m. 7. No. 9. 17. 17th day of September 2015. 8:10 a.m. 9:17:15. Okay. I'm late today because I had to go take the kids to school early, which meant I couldn't walk at 6 o'clock. I had to feed her breakfast then. And then went to the lab to get my lab work done. The doctor's visit was very positive, very upbeat. Weight was down, blood pressure was down. We'll know about the rest of the stuff probably later today or tomorrow. Probably later this morning if there's any bad news. I don't need a colonoscopy this cycle. We went through my records and I still have another year. And my last one was, you should pardon the expression, clean. And I have no family history, so there are no indicators that would suggest that I should have one this year. So it's good. One more year without the yuck. I understand that one of the listeners is probably just recovering about now from the similar procedure. Welcome back. I hope everything's copacetic. So yesterday, I don't know if I talked about it yesterday or not. I can't remember. But I talked about what I had to do in terms of marketing, in terms of the markets I need to participate in. I started looking at the numbers. I've always maintained that the external markets, things that are outside Amazon, we're generating 10% each. So they were giving me a 20% boost over what I was earning on Amazon. Except for iBooks. iBooks is impossible. I know people who have gotten traction on iBooks, but I don't. I think I've sold, in the year and a half or so that I've had books on iBooks, I've sold 30 units. And part of that is because Drafted Digital keeps popping my books out into draft status and taking them offline. Part of it is all the books were actually loaded there, so I didn't have as big a footprint there. But 30 books in 18 months. I used to joke that I thank both my readers on for my books, and it's not that much of a joke. So yeah, what I discovered was that altogether, all the other markets contributed 6%. Now, while that's pretty decent in terms of raw numbers, I have to ask myself, is it's so small, is there a benefit in going all in with Amazon? And I don't know. The only way I can find out is to try it and see. So, yeah, I know. Nook people, Kobo people, you too, iBooks folks. I have to make a business decision here that doesn't necessarily make me happy, but it's one that I have to at least... Well, geez, have a little traffic for crying out loud. Come on, people, I'm trying to talk here. Anyway, it's one that I have to at least explore. It's one that I have to look into to see if... You know, if I'm only going to get 6% by going all in with Amazon, going exclusive with Amazon, going select with Amazon, going Kindle, whatever the hell it is, unlimited with Amazon, If I'm only going to get another 6% from that, then I will come back out and we'll do something else. We'll definitely go back into Kobo. I don't know that I will go back into Nook. Nook is... I'm not sure Nook is going to survive through the end of the year, to be perfectly honest. It's... They've put out a new device, but that's not going to save them. Barnes & Noble, Nook Press has taken up the mainstream press as their source supplier. They're willing to let indies in, but they don't make it easy for indies to do anything there. And we're always tucked down behind in a little ghetto, off to the side, where we're not going to interfere with mainstream press publishing. That's not everybody, it's not uniform, but it's kind of like aggravating. And they're not doing that well. They're not doing that well. So, I'm pulling out there, pulling out of Kobo, I've pulled out of iBooks. I've triggered the delisting process across all my books everywhere except Amazon. And for those of you who relied on those other markets to get my work, yeah. The unfortunate reality is that there's just not enough of you out there who are not doing Amazon to make it worthwhile. I saw more paperbacks, and paperbacks are not worth it. So yeah, this is a temporary shift to test the waters and see what it's like. I'm planning on going back into the other markets. I have a hard time believing that just being in select would make very much difference. But I've got pretty good data on baseline, and I've got a target set for next year's revenue. And if I can get a feel for just how much new business I can get from Amazon, we'll see how it goes. We'll see what happens. Maybe in Amazon permanently. I know a lot of people who were very much into going wide have had to say, it's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. And the problem with that, of course, is that it's the more indies that pull out of those markets, the more those markets become dominated by mainstream press, the more those markets become enforcers of the status quo. You know, Barnes & Noble, I understand Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble has bookstores that they need to put books in, and they need the mainstream press to put books on bookshelves. So, yeah, I get that. But if... And Nook Press is outside of, technically, outside of the Barnes & Noble parent corp from the bookstore side of the business. They're a separate business entity that got spun off so that they could be sold. Haven't been sold yet. And Kobo is... Kobo's just not delivering. I just can't get traction on Kobo. I don't have visibility there. I've done a couple of their promos. They actually kick out some promos to individual authors. I invite authors to participate in. There was a 50% off coupon not too long ago that I participated in. I didn't really do anything. There was a 35% off sale that yeah, it netted for that month, it netted 8 new sales, 8 units. That was it. Kobo, in the year, in a little bit, year and a half that I've been in Kobo, I've moved 1,993 books, which is, on Amazon, a relatively poor month. So in something over, or approaching 2 years, on Kobo, I sold as many books there as I sell in a month on Amazon. It's just not. You know, at this point, it's pretty low trauma. I've got, the books are there, the electronic payments come in, I don't have to go cash checks or anything. Monk post. But it's an opportunity cost that I have to explore. I have to look to see, what am I foregoing by being out of Select, by being out of Kindle Unlimited. I don't know. Let's see. So anyway, yeah, that was with a heavy heart, something I had to do. And for those of you that it negatively affects, let me know. We'll work something out. I can't give you a book, but I could give you a different format. That's one of the things that Deb Geary does, I think. At least she used to do in the beginning. Whether she still does or not, I don't know. But she used to, she went all in with Kobo, with Amazon early on. And it's paid off very well for her. Over the long term, she's been in it from the beginning. And what she offered was, send me your Amazon receipt and I will send you an EPUB. It's always disconcerting to all of a sudden hear a bicycle shift right behind you. He was out on the street, but it was like, whoop, where the hell did you come from? I'm walking into the sun, so I can't really see anything. And there's no shadows to give me a hint that someone's coming up behind me. So today, I don't know what the hell is going to happen. Yesterday was a mess. Yesterday was one mess after another, after another, after another. I had to take the kid to school, and then I had a doctor's appointment, and I had about maybe 2 hours before I had to go back and pick her up from school and take her to therapy, and then go from therapy to take her back to school. Along the way, in there somewhere, I went to the grocery store, fixed dinner. No, that was the day before. But then after the therapy, I had to take her back to school to rehearsal. Then I had to... I was going to come home and fix dinner, but then the sprinkler guys showed up to see if they could finally get my sprinklers put back together to get the water turned back on so that the irrigation system was watering the lawn. Good morning. And they showed up and they finally got it to work yesterday. It's been, I'm going to say 2 weeks. They've been trying to get it to work. The problem is that the irrigation system is old. Some of the valves have been replaced, some of them haven't, so some of them are very old. Finding parts for those very old valves is sometimes problematic. And I told them, look, if you have to dig it up to take a valve out, replace all the valves with current, new, up-to-date, same model valves. So we don't do this again in the spring. But they found a replacement part that would work. They had to take it all apart and reassemble it twice, but they did find a part that would work. They got it going. And I hired them to mow my lawn. So I don't have to mow the lawn anymore. They're going to come today and mow. and bag up the extra long grass that's out there at the moment. And then they'll mow me lawn once a week. And that'll do a couple of things. It'll reduce a friction point in the household. I've hired somebody to mow the lawn once a week. I don't have to think about it anymore. I don't lose track of it, and when I lose track of it, my wife becomes upset because the lawn police are going to come and burn the house down. So I don't have to worry about it. And that's pretty big. And the price is pretty cheap. They can do my whole lawn every week because they've got the riding mowers and the big wide blades and the whole bit. They can do my whole lawn every week, including trimming and edging, for what it would take me to just mow one of them. So yeah, the lawn should get cleaned up a little bit here. It's getting regular water. It's going to get mowed regular. I don't have to mess with it. I don't even have to think about it. All I have to do is write a check. So yeah, I'm good here. And that's an hour a week where I've just picked up an hour a week that I can focus on doing something to do with the business, something to do with writing. The other thing that's come up in the last, I'm going to say the last week, I've heard a lot, and a lot of it is coming from the Facebook group, but I'm also getting comments on the posts about the new book coming out. Will I be putting it out in audio? And clearly there is a need for me to put books out in audio. I'm not convinced that the need is necessarily to put them out on patio books anymore. More and more people are really objecting to the podcast format. They don't like the intro out there. They don't like the music. There's one guy complains about the screechy fiddle music. It's like, yeah, I get it. You don't. I get it. It's a science fiction story. You shouldn't have fiddle music. Except that it's a clipper ship story, and it's clipper ship music. And the fact that so many people don't get that connection, or don't appreciate that connection, or don't care about that connection, sort of tells me that I need to re-examine my branding. I need to re-examine how this all works. So I've got all but the last few chapters of Ravenwood already in ebook format, audiobook format. I have two Tanith books that need to be recorded, but I could record them in audiobook and format them in audiobook format. And I can do the new books, the new Ishmael books, the new Seeker books, the new Smuggler books. I can do those fresh and keep them in audiobook format. And then I could also do something like, you know, mix them together and create a podcast from it so that people who really want the podcast can have it. I sort of feel, not an obligation, but I sort of feel like a, yeah, I guess it's an obligation. I feel a need that I really need to continue to support Patio Books by putting books up there that are going to help them earn the revenues they need to keep going, so that people who want the patio book, people who want to do patio books, or people who want to consume patio books can still do it. And, you know, they're not going to make it or break it on the basis of my books, so they'd have gone down over the last couple of years. But it's still a sort of, you know, it's my part. They helped me launch. The least I can do is help keep them afloat. I don't know, there's six of one, half dozen of the other. And I'm not sure what I'd do for market. If I have a zip file of MP3s. I really don't care about going to Audible. They've pissed me off so much. And the Audible sales are not that great. I've heard from a couple of people who were really big on Audible in the beginning. And then only to discover that their royalties and sales were nowhere near what they thought they would be. And where they were earning the most money was not in sales of their books, but in finding new listeners for Audible, because Audible paid a bounty for every new listener you brought in. I am making more money off bounties than they were off of selling audiobooks. So I don't know, I have to think about that, but it's clear that I need to get back in the booth. It's clear that I have to find some way to do both sides of this at once. I need to be able to do writing new books. I need to do recording old books. I need to get this baked into my process. So anyway, here I am. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. It's a holiday routine because the kid has no school tomorrow. I'm going to try to get out at 6, see if I can't keep it going here. But for now, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.